Do you remember, was there much socialization between the people in Morrisville and Waterbury, or did the people in Stowe kind of keep to themselves, or did you?
Yeah, they did kind of keep to themselves.
What have you observed in terms of the move away from farming in the town?
Adams has gone out of business, and the store has gone out of business, and Pikes and Nickerson's are still going, and Percy's. The Bushards had a farm up here too. They were, as far as I know, no relation to us at all, but they're gone too.
Now, were there any things that you used to be able to get locally that now it's more difficult to get, that you would be, that would be readily available from your neighbors or from the neighboring farms, that now you buy elsewhere?
No, I don't believe so.
Because you said you had your own cow, so you had your own milk here, and then you were able to produce a lot of your own meat, and you had a garden.
Her father was a good butcher. He butchered cows and pigs and deer and everything else. He could cut meat. He was excellent.
So did he come over when it was time for you to butcher an animal here? Did he come over and help you, or did you know, did he train you on what to do? If you had a turkey and it was time, did you do that yourself?
Turkeys we did by ourselves. She got burned pretty bad doing the turkeys one time. We had a hot water out there to dunk them in. We had a dozen turkeys, but all with hot water on our leg, burned it bad.